Hey, Patrick Henry here. Hook'em Horns 972 sent me a personal message asking for additional advice on how to cope with taking the red pill. I was happy to do so, so I asked him if I could turn my response into a video, and he agreed. He wrote, "Hey Patrick, I'm new to MGTOW and the men's rights movement, but I found swallowing the red pill to be very bitter. I believe it was the greatest discovery of my life, but it's tough seeing the world for what it really is. Sometimes I feel lonely, even though I know my fellow brothers are out there. I don't know anyone else in my personal life that shares my view, which you know are not popular at all. As a newbie, how do you cope with this? I know you said meditation in one of your videos, but that doesn't seem to work for me." Taking the red pill can be a painful and lonely experience. As I posted just recently on Stardust channel, once you take the red pill, it can't be unlearned. It's like trying to believe in Santa Claus again. It can't be done. As Hook'em Horns points out in his message, I highly recommend meditation. Okay, so that doesn't work for him. What other options does he have? First off, I recommend turning off the mainstream media. The media is full of misandry. It's consciously and subconsciously bringing you down. Cut it off at the source. If you have cable, you'll have extra spending money as well. How's that for a nice bonus? Next, do what you love. If you're a MGTOW, you only need to support yourself. You don't need much. As they say, do what you love and you'll never work a day in your life. Reassess your life. Are you doing what you're doing for the right reasons? If you think going into the Peace Corps would be cool, then go do it. You want to bike across Europe? Go for it. You're free, unconstrained by conventional wisdom. Don't lock yourself in your house. Get out, go for a walk, get out in nature, go out with friends. Pick up a sport, play basketball, soccer, racquetball, weightlift, bike, run. Your choices are endless. Play video games online or off. Pick up a hobby and develop your skills. Think about getting a pet. Pets are great fun, company, and icebreakers. Even a creepy guy isn't so creepy if he has a puppy. Treat yourself well. You're not saving your money for a woman, spend it on yourself. Take yourself out for that steak and lobster dinner you always wanted. Dinner for two is now just for you. You want to get that custom paint job for your bike? Save up and go do it. You're horny? Well, you're 13 once. You'll know what to do. You're a lone wolf. Blaze your own trail. To recap, try meditation, turn off the media, do what you love, get out of the house, get a pet, take up a sport, hobby, develop a skill, and treat yourself well. How do you deal with taking the red pill? What's your advice for Hook'em Horns? Now it's time for the shout-out segment. First shout-out goes to ViciousG42. Emphasis on own, part of men going their own way, is critical in explaining the concept and acronym to people. You have to emphasize that it's not some kind of cult with a mantra, nor is it a political party. MGTOW by its very name implies and reflects the true nature of individuality. For the men who identify themselves with MGTOW, awakening can be a very horrible, painful process. You can't avoid it once it happens, though. You can't unrealize reality. Red pills don't expire or wear off. The second shout-out goes to Arch Edgar. I agree with the path, but I believe that one step was missing. That step is general tragedy. I've noticed MGTOWs are almost universally produced via the personal experience or observation of tragedy. A man who loses his kids, assets, and wife will be highly susceptible to awakening to the illusion. Another one who's a close family member, a close friend, or just looking around, a man will see another man being ignored or stomped underfoot. I believe this is a key step to blue pill to red pill. After the show, see Women Who Make the World Worse on Violent Women Among Us channel. See the link below. Subscribe to get the latest uploads, comment to share your thoughts, spread the word by giving a thumbs up, marking as a favorite, sharing, or embedding. And thank you.